My name is Kathleen McGregor, but I was born Kathleen Smith Taylor. I was born on Holmesley Lane, Woodlesford, at a house called Hazel Dean. Father, Leonard Taylor, mother, Rose. Her maiden name was Rose Smith. She came from Rothwell. When I was brought up there and spent all my life until about 1970, when we moved to Rothwell. So my earliest memories of Woodlesford and of Woodlesford Station are being a small child and being a great treat to be walked down Holmesley Lane, down Station Lane, and to the train, and to wait for the beautiful, great, big, steaming train to come into the station and then get on the train and go to Leeds. But usually it was one of my elder sisters who took me to Leeds, Audrey. And because my father worked for Henry Berry and Company in Hunslet, we could get off the train in Hunslet and we would go and see my dad. Is he in? Yes, they'd get my dad into the office. We're going through to Leeds, Dad. Oh, right, well, here you are then. And there used to be about 5 bob, which is quite a lot, I suppose, then. And then we get on the next train into Leeds, have a little look around the shops and go and get some tea. And tea, for me, was a real treat to go to the Craven Dairies in the Market Arcade and have beans on toast and a cream bun. And this were war years, so it really wasn't cream, but I didn't know any better. It tasted delightful to me. And we'd go there and then wander back to the station, get on the train, go back to Woodlesford and walk back up the hill. And that was a great treat for me.
How old were you and how old was your sister? Because making that kind of trip, even nowadays, you wouldn't expect kids to go and get on the train on their own.
Oh, no, I didn't go on my own. Audrey was, as I say, I was an afterthought child. My eldest sister was 19 years my senior, and my next sister was 18 years my senior. So you can imagine, even at 5 or 6 years of age, I was with quite a grown-up person. So it wasn't as though I was going on my own. Audrey was a grown-up, and she would take me with her on the train. And as I said, it was a great treat for me. And I must confess, that's something I really remember. And something else I remember about Woodlesford Station was, there used to be in the waiting room a chocolate machine, Fry's Chocolate Bars. And you could put a penny or tuppence in and get a little tiny chocolate bar. I just think that was fantastic, to go and put the money in the box and tinkle, tinkle, tinkling down. It used to come and, I've got a bar of chocolate. Well, don't get it all over you. No, right. And that was a great treat as well.
Without being rude, I would be right in suggesting that you'd be one of the better off families in Woodlesford at that time. Or I mean, were the other kids envious of you making these little trips on the train?
No, I don't think so, because I never used to sort of... Well, we didn't talk about things like that in those days. It wasn't the sort of thing that you went to school, when you went back to school and said, oh, by the way, I went to Leeds on so and so, and I went for lunch, I went for tea out. We didn't do that then. Children probably nowadays do, but we didn't then. It wasn't accepted to do that. You just didn't do that. We used to skip a little bit down the road and obviously come here and hold my hand and don't be ridiculous. I had to hold her hand and behave myself. Because you had to behave then. That's something you definitely had to do. And if your elder sister said, come and hold my hand and behave, you did that. We'd walk down the road. We knew, I should say, everybody on the way down to the station. We knew everybody in Church Street, and anybody who happened to be outside their doors or walking about, they'd always say hello, and we'd say hello back, and Mrs. This or Miss That or whatever their names were. But the houses were nothing like they are now. I mean, the few houses at the top where I lived on Holmesley, and the next house you came to as you walked down were the Hurst Farm, which was where the new vicarage stands now. And before that it had been an inn, Needles Inn. Then we went on, and the next house you came to was on your right-hand side, a stone house. It belonged to some people called Ward when I was a little girl. Below that, there was a little shop called Mrs. Butler had that and her husband, and they had a house built down the side into Oulton Lane. But across the road from the shop, there were no houses there. It was what we called as children the wreck. It was a football pitch and a play area for the children. No toys, no swings and roundabouts, just the goalposts, and the boys would kick balls about and you'd run about. There was a track that ran down the side, and it went to an old farm, and that belonged to Dobson and Sons, the local farmers, who are still in being today. And the chap who lived there, the farm manager who looked after that particular area of the farm, Mr. Horsfield, they called him, had two daughters, and he was a Well, he didn't like anybody to go trespassing too far down that lane, because if Mr. Horsfield catches you, he'll tell you to get out of the way.
And was there a pub and a chip shop?
Further along, you then came to some terrace houses, old stone cottages on either side of the road, and the post office, which was stood at that up there, and there were, then you went further down, and there were some very tall stone houses that... They really were, really, about 3 or 4 stories high, with basements down the bottom of them. Then you came to the shop. Mrs. Webster had a shop. Then her daughter used to have a hairdressing salon in the room above. I always remember going there to have my hair cut, because I had long plaits. And at about 14, I persuaded my mum to let me have my hair cut. And I remember going to Winnie Webster, as they called her, to have my hair cut. I thought it was fantastic. I was grown up now. I'd got my hair cut. I didn't have long pigtails down to my rear. Then you'd go on. Woodlesford School then was on your right. There was a little fish and chip shop there. And then further down was another, the chapel, more terrace houses, and the church. But across from the church was a wooden building, and that was a fish and chip shop too. I remember going there, and we used to finish choir practice or whatever, we'd done bell ringing, go across and get some chips.
So that road then was really houses, terraced houses, on either side all the way down?
All the way down, from the beginning of Alton Lane, there. That's when you started with houses at both sides. Up to there, there were just a few houses like the farm and Ward's house, and one or two little cottages next to Ward's house. I think there were 3 little cottages.
What kind of condition were they in? Because they did knock them down eventually. Were they run down houses?
No, they weren't. They were very nice and very well kept. And the houses on the main road were really well kept. But those little cottages were, and they were, you know, they're only tiny. I mean, they're only maybe, I think, 2 bedrooms, 2 up and 2 down, and a bit of a garden at the back, and right onto the road. But they were spotlessly clean and well kept. And the people who had them were very nice people in those days.
Tell me more about your trip on the train then. You've gone down the road, past the church, round
the
corner.
Church, round the corner, down the slope, which was it. We were getting near the magic place then, down the road to the station. And we'd stand on there and wait. If it was wet, obviously you'd sit inside the waiting room. And there used to be a fire sometimes in there, if it was winter, you know, a bit chilly or anything.
Were there many people about?
There were quite a few people used to be wandering about. And certainly on the road as you went down, you met people. And quite a few on this platform going to town. There was always a few people for the train. It was never no one there. And the train would pull in, as I say, this lovely steam train would come in. And on we'd get, and that was it, on the way to Leeds.
And can you remember what colour the engine was, or the coaches?
My main memory is it being dark, black, I presume, very dark coloured. It wasn't bright like some of them were, but the trains we got were usually dark coloured. I would say black, to my memory. They may have been dark green, but to me they looked black.
And this is before the Second World War?
This was during the Second World War. Because I was born in 1936, and I didn't used to go with my sisters until I would be about 5 or 6. So, of course, by then, the war started in 1939. So the war was in progress at that point. And we'd go into town. Obviously, there were always servicemen about and people in uniform. And in the village, too, you would see men who happened to be lucky enough to get leave. You'd find them about.
And when you were waiting at the station, do you remember if there were a lot of coal trains or other passenger trains?
We saw freight trains going through, you know, the big trains, certainly with coal, because obviously coal was very much the thing then, and ordinary other trains taking freight, goodness knows what, but they were in enclosed trucks going by, and of course then the passenger trains. I always know that the passenger trains used to have to hold up sometimes while these big trucks went through, these big trains taking... Lord knows what they were taking, but taking things through, you know, goods. I had no idea what they were, nobody had really, but they were clothes mostly, carriages, apart from the coal ones, which you could see the heaps of coal on the backs of the trains.
Can you remember anything else about the station house itself?
I remember it being a very nice house, stood up on the top of above the station, lovely big stone house. When I was young, the people there were not of my age group, so I didn't have any friends there. It wasn't till later that my nephew, when he came along, which was a good few years later, of course, then he was friendly with a young boy who lived there, and the station master in those days was a Mr. Swaby, and he used to go out with a young man, well, a boy, and his Richard used to play with, called Sidney Swaby. And they were both in the church choir. The station was very much, I think, as it is today, except that the obviously the signs were more in keeping with the period of the 1940s, and inside with the benches that you could sit on. It wasn't just benches down the side, and the fire, which was, I say, in winter, was lit. It was quite warm, like a stove. And the chocolate machine, which was a great favourite of mine. And the window where you'd go and buy your tickets. I remember going to that to buy the tickets. Well, my sister would buy the tickets, but I remember going to it with her. There was a seat outside, if I remember right. And in a warm, summery day, you could sit out there. Bearing in mind, my journeys to Leeds were not every week. They might have been, if I was lucky, once a month. But they were a treat. And I remember feeling you always felt very safe down there. Whether it's because of the time, I don't know. And you knew everybody, and that again made it seem more safe. But the building was a very solid, square, secure place. Oh, another thing I can remember about the station is sometimes, if you were very lucky, and this is very true, that a horse-drawn dray would come in from the Bentley's brewery, bringing goodness knows what barrels and things in, and that would come in clattering into this cobbled area, and they would be there. But you'd see them about the village as well, the horse-drawn drays, because when they delivered to the pubs in the area that served Bentley's brewery ales, BYB, Bentley's Yorkshire Beer, and when the drays would go along the road and they'd go to whichever public houses and inns in the area were actually selling their wares. And I remember those as a child. I used to love to see the horses, and they were really beautiful horses. And then the brass things on quite a few of them, they got brass, horse brasses onto their collars and things, which were always immaculately kept.
When you were older, did you use the station as well?
No. No, as I grew older, when I got into, say, 12, 13, started using the bus then. It was nearly all, well, it always was the bus going to Leeds. I think the bus services had improved somewhat. And we used to have a bus map, so certainly every hour. And if I was going to Leeds, again, with my mother, I never went on my own at that age. We would go on the bus. My mother didn't go down on the train. It was only Audrey who went on the train, mainly because of the fact we could get off and go see my dad and see if he'd give us the money for some tea. And when we got on the train, as soon as we moved out of Woolsford Station, past the church up on the, above the station, above the line, and you drove, went along, and you could see the fields a bit, and a few cattle. Not a great deal in those days did we have. But then eventually, the further on you got, the more it got that there were buildings and things around the side of the train. The further you got into Sturton area of Leeds, then you really came amongst small factories and warehouses, and it was not a very pleasant outlook at that point. It was really quite dull and miserable, really, I suppose. And when you got to Hunslet Station, that was a very dark and rather dismal station, as I remember it, and surrounded by buildings, big buildings, because there were lots of engineering works in those days, heavy hydraulics and things that were there, and that wasn't a very nice, really, to look at. And the journey from there into Leeds was very similar. It was all really heavy works, heavy buildings where people worked and earned their livings in those days, and there were many, but most of them in that area, I believe, were heavy engineering, ironworks, steel, and just heavy hydraulics, machine building, that sort of thing. And that's as I remember it. And then, of course, into Leeds, which was a rather dirty-looking station then, very smoke-blackened.
And on your treats, where did you go in Leeds? Did you stay on the station or did you go further afield?
When we got off the train, we were, of course, out of the station. We'd wander around and look in the shops. There used to be some very nice shops to look in. It was Hitchin's was one of the nice shops I used to... No longer in being. That's where, I think... not Littlewoods. British Home Stores is now, was Hitchin's down there. Matthias Robinson's, that was a very nice shop to go and have a look in. M&S would go and look in there. Not Marks and Spencer's, Matthias Robinson's, that was another one. And I like going in there because they had in the shop, when you bought anything, they'd like a system of hydraulic thing, really, and you paid your money and they put the bill and the money in a little cylinder, and then they pulled a string and it went shooting up and along these pipes and into the cash office, where the young lady there opened it up, took out your money and the bill, gave any change, she put back in, And back it came down to the counter, and the assistant would open and say, "Here you are, madam, thank you very much." And away you'd go. And I used to think it was fascinating, this. These things going, up and across. Another nice shop to go to, which we used to go to, was Marshall Snellgrove, and that was on Bond Street. I used to like to have a look in Marshall and Snellgrove. Didn't often buy anything there, except if my mum was there. But we'd look. Audrey used to like to look. Of course, being a young woman about 20 or so, obviously, well, she'd be more, she'd be about 24 or so then, she was looking for the clothes, as you can imagine. And in wartime, there wasn't very much. And if it didn't have coupons, she couldn't get it anyhow. But she would look. And then we'd go back home and she'd think, now, what can I do? See if I can get someone to make me something. But that's another story.
What was it like coming home on the train?
Well, we'd get on the train again in Leeds to come back to Woodlesford. Used to be people with a bit of shopping, quite a few with shopping, because we never came back late when people were coming home from work. We usually tried to get back about 3 o'clock-ish, 3:30. And they were just the shoppers, ladies and people who'd been to Leeds, and they'd be getting off some at Hunslet, because people used to use the train then, although there were a good tram service to Hunslet, but lots of people used the train. There's a lot, as I say, to Woodlesford, and we'd a lot of get off in Woodlesford. There'd be some still on the train going wherever else it went. I've talked so far about when I was up to about 10 or 11. But then, from about 13, I joined the... I used to go to church anyhow before that, but I joined the Girls' Friendly Society, which I... was great was that. And I joined as a member. I didn't join as an apprentice or a candidate. I was old enough to join as a member, which I thought was very good, because the candidates and apprentices were only the little ones, you see. And I joined then. And... slowly worked my way, and eventually I became the leader of the Girls' Friendly Society. At that time, Mr. and Mrs. James, well, Mr. Dan Ivor James was the vicar, and Mrs. James was the wife, of course, and she was in charge of this sort of thing, but she did it from a distance. She used to like to get some local person to take over and do the work. I suppose really sensible. And I was sort of pushed into it. And so I did the Girls' Friendly Society. I also used to teach at Sunday school. I took boys at Sunday school because nobody else wanted to take the boys. And Kathleen used to manage it quite well. And once a year we had the big thing of the year. Well, we had two or three things, but one of the main was this trip to the seaside. And we'd go on the train. And we'd all get trooping down to the church, to the station on a Saturday morning, because it was a Saturday we'd go, wait for the train, and on we'd get, and we'd go to Bridlington or Scarborough or somewhere like that, and all the children were there with their little sandwich boxes and one thing and another, you know. And if we had a Sunday school class, you had to keep an eye. If the mothers and fathers weren't there, then they were your responsibility as a teacher. You had to make sure they were looked after and okay. So on the train you got with... one or two, there's always one or two whose parents couldn't go for various reasons, so those ones you'd look after, and off you'd go for the day.
And was that a special train that was organised?
Quite often, or they'd have, they'd take you to Leeds on your train, but more often than not, it was a straight through. And then we started getting buses, because that was a little bit better to go on the bus than to go on the train, because buses were a little bit more convenient.
But tell me more about the train part of it. So who organised those special trains for you then?
Well, I suppose Mr. and Mrs. James, well, the vicar would have organised it, because he seemed to... everything was all... I didn't have to have any hand in that. And none of the girls' friendly or anything like that, or the Sunday school teachers. Maybe the parish church council might have been involved in it. I would say they probably were. But we always used to think it was the vicar who's done it.
And did you have to buy tickets for it?
Oh, yes, you paid to go. You didn't, you had to pay. Well, we did. They used to try and, children who probably couldn't afford too much used to try and make it that they didn't have to pay. So we used to always sort of have different funds and things and different fundraising activities, you know, a whist drive, a beetle drive and all this sort of thing, to get a bit of money together so that they could make sure that the children had a good day.
I remember myself going on one of those trains, and I probably would be maybe 7 years old, and that would be 1962. Mm. And I can remember a two-coach diesel train.
Yes.
And going to the coast, but I can't remember whether it was Bridlington or Scarborough or wherever.
Bridlington and Scarborough were the favourites. Quite often Scarborough would go to. And we did, as you say, we did occasionally have the diesel train.